And we are Cassandra. We come to you this day in love and in light and in truth. This is acceptable to you. Good. So we are acknowledging that we are communicating to people on different levels, in different time zones, but at the same time. Very interesting. And part of the reason that this has been co-created is to help you to understand how you co-create together. How what is happening in one corner of the world is affecting your corner of the world. And how at this moment you are beginning to awaken to more and more the fact that you are multidimensional beings. You have quantum fields that you have not really engaged in. Yes, you have engaged in your physical bodies, some a lot, some not so much. You have also engaged in your emotional bodies and your mental bodies, and you've also engaged in your spiritual body, slightly. What we are communicating about this evening is the fact that that multi-dimensionality is also existing within the spiritual realms. So part of you exists here in this pleasant moment, and part of you exists in a past life, in a future life, on another planet, in another area of the planet. Really, you are all coexisting at the same time. What connects it to you is your thought, your feeling. That's how you connect. So those thoughts that you had perhaps in another lifetime are connecting you to this one. Because let's just take a planet Earth, for instance. Upon Earth, your bones of your soul, the body that you have used again and again and again, reside in the ground in some shape or form, or in the ocean. So you, as a person, as a being, have existed many times. Therefore, your thought process has existed many times. Does that make sense? Right. So the thoughts that you have thought and created a mental reality within a community have co-created that community, that very existence. At one time on planet Earth, you considered the world to be flat. And then, of course, someone realized it wasn't. And then a bunch of people got together and said, okay, yeah, we agree it's not. So that changed the collective consciousness. So you are all contributing to that consciousness. And it's that consciousness that you have contributed to lifetime after lifetime after lifetime that we would like you to become aware of at this moment. Because you are empowered or disempowered by those thoughts. So if you imagine that you have a thought and a line of energy goes from your mind, from your third eye, to the collective of that thought, so you all agree on one particular thing. Then you leave that lifetime, you come back in, and your mind is then programmed again to become part of that collective. And then you leave and you are programmed again and again and again. So your body resides upon the earth in many different places. In one lifetime you're in Austria, and another one in Egypt, another one in Australia. So you existed in many different parts of the earth, yet at this moment you are still existing in every part of the planet. Now, of course, in your learning you have different levels of truth. So when you exist only within a third dimensional reality, everything that you believe is very much the truth. When you move into a fourth dimensional reality, you let go of some old truths and you create new ones. It doesn't mean that the ones you believed in the third were lies. It just means they no longer serve you. So when you move into the fifth, the truth of your reality, of course, transforms. So the truth is, you are indeed all multidimensional beings having multidimensional experiences. Therefore, that means you have a lot of power, right? Because if you can connect energetically your thought pattern with your body throughout all time, can you not then disintegrate even greater the collective consciousness that insists on disempowering you at this moment? So if you think about the fact that for centuries you have, say, believed that you can't have free energy. And you've all contributed to the struggle of that. You've all contributed to the belief of that. To the disempowerment sometimes that it can't happen. When you've created things in past lives or in this life that were not acceptable. You were considered perhaps a little too strange, a little too weird. Too bizarre. You didn't fit in. You didn't feel like you belong because of the way that you thought. But isn't it a collective that announces that you are wrong? That there is something strange about you? So if you were to then go into your quantum field and look at how to, let's say, a quantum field is sort of like you know, when you drop a pebble into a river that is still and all the ripples go out, that's your field. First layer is physical, you know, emotional, mental, and then all the layers of the spiritual, which is what we're referring to, past lives, future lives, present life, interlives. All of these things are in this field. Yet you also have a DNA factor within that and the bones that lie within the planet Earth that you once inhabited. So all of those bones carry cellular memory, and that cellular memory holds that belief system. So if you were to look at your belief systems and say, okay, I want to change my life completely, then change it completely. Change it in every single existence. Now, that does not mean that you have to say, okay, in this life and this life and this life. Well, you don't know how many absolute lifetimes you've had, and that would take an awfully long time. So what we're suggesting is to feel the energy of that, to feel it going back. So your feeling is your soul communicating to you and helping you to define that field. It would be very advantageous to think about even, let's say, the country you live in. At the moment, it doesn't matter what country you live in, there isn't really a government system that upholds full integrity, equality, honesty. You understand, all of you know what we're talking about. There isn't one government system that is willing to reside in its heart. Now, when you think about going into your mind, looking at your belief systems, whether they're past, present or future, what you have co-created on a collective situation, the quickest way to actually heal it is to go into your heart, because that works with the quantum. So, any questions about that? Everyone understands what we said?
Not completely.
Mm-hmm. What part didn't you understand? Yeah, because you know, what happens is the conscious mind goes into trying to analyze. But if you actually just relax and breathe and allow yourself to go into, let's say, your stomach or your heartbeat or something like this, you will begin to feel yourself. Because normally what you feel is your physical body, right? So you feel your feet, and your mind works with your physical body very well. It says, lift up the arm. Oh, look at that. That's green, that's blue, that's a tree, that's a dog. You know, your mind does a very good job of operating your physical reality. However, what you're moving into at this moment is how your soul has influenced your physical reality. Your soul's experience, lifetime after lifetime, creates what you experience, who you're connected to, what belief systems you're connected to in this lifetime. So, if you think about, you have a thought, right? And that thought sends out a wave of energy. And that wave of energy, someone else sends the same thought out. All trees are green. So then that creates a bubble. It creates like a cloud. And everybody's thoughts go into that cloud. And they all believe all trees are green. They all believe all Catholics are like this and all Jews are like that and all politicians are like that. And, you know, you cannot heal certain things in your body. You have to listen to this person who's in authority to tell you how to live your life and how to experience it. So each belief system has like a cloud within reality in which you all hold that belief system in place. So you're all contributing to it every single day. And every time you had a lifetime, you contributed to it. So when you come into this physical body, all of those cords to all those belief systems get activated. So let's say, for instance, you, in a few lifetimes, experienced a feeling of poverty. So you have a lifetime where everything is taken from you. You have another lifetime where the lord of the manor is dictating to you to plant potatoes and that you have to pay 50% tax on that, and he will only buy those potatoes from the community for a very small price, etc., etc. So you're always in poverty. Then you have another lifetime where everything you own was burnt down and no one helps you because there wasn't an insurance company in that lifetime. So again, you experience poverty. Then you will have a lifetime where there will be wealthy people around you who will make it absolutely clear to you, one, that you're worthless, and two, that you live in poverty. So you come into this lifetime, and immediately you enter the body, you connect with worthlessness and poverty. And you connect with all those belief systems that lock you in. So then you begin to see through your eyes, which is programmed by those belief systems, poverty. How you are impoverished, how you experience life, that you can't get ahead. All of those belief systems say to you, only the rich get richer, money doesn't grow on trees, you'll never get out of that class distinction. There are millions of different belief systems around poverty. So you can imagine that you are connected to all of them. And your mind, your conscious mind says, well, I want to be rich, I work hard, I want to have a lot of money, I want to enjoy my life. But your subconscious mind and all the belief systems that you have always connected to is holding you back, all the time holding you back, creating, co-creating the very existence in which you live. Now, what's even more fascinating about this is this. that if you're thinking that way and the person next to you and so on, and everyone in the community is thinking that way, wouldn't you collectively create a reality that instills a government and a banking system that creates that with you? So there's interest rates that are too high, governments that tax you and tax you and tax you again and make sure that you stay in a certain class. Although it is not vocally said, oh, you are lower class, you are middle class, you are upper class. It still is a class denoted by how much you earn, which is forced upon you by all of the systems that you chose to co-create at some point. Does that make sense? Great. So if you were to, at this moment, say, even a small group of people can easily say, right, that's it. On my quantum level, which means I'm inviting in all the aspects of myself, that's your truth. As you move from the fourth to the fifth, your truth becomes different. It evolves. When you're in the fourth, your belief is there's good and bad, right? It definitely is there. I can see it. I experience it. So it's reality. But when I move into the fifth and I believe in unity and I accept, then nothing is really bad and nothing is really overly good. It just is. It is what I have co-created. So that becomes a bit of a puzzle, because if you have one person who says, right, I'm going to be different, I'm going to create another reality, but nobody wishes to co-create that reality with them, they will have a struggle, because they're coming up against all the time the collective reality. So what they need to do then is to disconnect themselves from the collective and only view their own reality. And that's a lot harder. If you come together as a group and you say, okay, we've decided this government system doesn't work for us. We don't want to have the inequality of taxes. We don't want a certain thing. Can we not disconnect from it and make it weaker? Some things you will completely remove from your life, from your experience. But when you're looking at a very large collective, like a government system, you have to weaken it to begin for the mass to start seeing they can also weaken it. So it's like a domino effect. You may have to be the first to suggest it. You may have to be the first to begin to activate it, but it will have a domino effect and others will follow. So as you move into the fifth and you say, right, in my quantum field, this is what I want to hear, which means I am recognizing in all my existences and in all the different lifetimes that I actually connected to that same belief system, that I'm worthless and I'm going to live in poverty, you will release it. See, most of the time when you're dealing with third and fourth dimensional reality, you're dealing with a different time frame that makes the healing, okay, we're doing this lifetime, the next time we'll do three lifetimes, then we'll do this belief system and then that belief system. So you are literally going, chugging along, you know, healing one thing after another. But when you're working in the higher fields, you're actually healing a huge cluster. And let's add to that a few other things. So, are we moving too fast? Good. It's just that, you know, we haven't spoken to a group for some time, and it's very exciting. So we like to get a lot of things in. that you can ponder afterwards, and that also connects you to a new belief system. Because what you've been doing, many of you, is anchoring those new belief systems. So you've been fighting the old ones, being a buffer. We spoke about this, holding up the light in front of the darkness is a very big job to do. And that's what you do in the fourth, because you're representing the light. You're literally holding it up, and you're coming up against the darkness all the time, because that's the truth of it. There is polarity. So if I experience good, I'm definitely going to experience bad. That's the truth. Now, when you move into the fifth, because you're not having to come up against that darkness, your ability to create shifts and change. The truth of reality shifts and change. The whole thing opens up and you start to work on a different level. Very quickly, you see that any healing you do, any work that you do, gets an instant response. Simply because you're not having to come up against resistance. Now, some of you are still trapped in the fourth to some degree, and the trick of getting out of that is, number one, you cannot trick yourself, let's say, into the fifth. You can't say a prayer and say, I'll be good and I'll never do that again if you let me in there. Right, it's not going to happen. So it's all about your mind frame in reality. Am I taking my mind with all of this rubbish into that pristine place? Well, you're pretty much going sane now, wouldn't you? If you had a light shining on all your negative thoughts and they were pounding at you and showing you them, do you know, in Atlantis, what they used to do when, let's say, someone committed a crime, they would actually place the criminal in a room full of crystals and make them stay there for 48 hours. And what the crystals did was amplify their negative thoughts. So it was like, you know, now, how many of you have experienced the black night of the soul, where you think you're going insane, it's all too much, you cry, you scream, you yell at God and all of us, and then the next day you're fine, right? It's the same process. If you were in a room full of crystals, you would be confronted with every pain that you created for someone else, and then you'd realize, okay, this is in my brain, this is my feeling of worthlessness or lack that created my desire to steal, right, or my disempowerment. So it's the same thing happening now on planet Earth. Your light is so strong that you can't keep the crazy thoughts in there anymore. So if you look around you, how many people are going mad? How many people are suffering from depression? How many people are having panic attacks, anxiety, all of these things? Why would that be? Could it be that the light is getting stronger and the craziness is being amplified by them activating their quantum field? Interesting, isn't it? So if you think about all those people running, yelling in the streets, let's just say that's going to be amplified the more you as a collective decide to disconnect from the collective, those things that do not comfort you or agree with you on a soul level. When you disconnect from them, you make the light bigger. And when the light gets bigger, it amplifies the darkness. Hence the reason all everything is being exposed. But more importantly, it's the reason that people as individuals feel like they're going crazy. So your negative thoughts just can't leave you. Right? Now, those negative thoughts are these collective conscious. They're corded to you. Now, let's open it up a little bit further. Okay. Those negative thoughts are also amplified by entities, dark beings, etc. So if you think about every lifetime that you've had and you've come across something that's not so pleasant, that has connected to you on some level. So you could be sitting here right now with 600 souls that have somehow attached themselves in the outer skirt, so not directly to you, but in your outer fields, moved from one lifetime to another and are like parasites. They drain you. They keep you connected to the crazy thoughts that say, that's not going to happen. That's impossible. I can't possibly do that. Oh, no, I'll just hide myself away again. Oh, yeah, I've got this great idea. I think I'll do it. I'll wait till next week. Right? So it stops you from shining your light and being everything that you are. And we can tell you, there are, at this moment, there are many armies of those sorts of beings that would like to shut your light down. We're not talking about psychic attack. We're talking about parasitical energies that are like mind thoughts. That if you know when you walk on the grass and you get these prickly things that stick on your clothes and things, it's like this. Little things that stick on the outskirts of your energy field. Barbs that actually create a link. Say, no, you can't do that right now. No, you have to feel fear. You're not strong enough. You're not powerful enough. Actually, as individuals, you're all very powerful. And the more that you get to know yourself, hear yourself, feel yourself, the more powerful you become. So, of course, we're going to say it. Meditation is the key. Blocking off. You know why it is? Because you're blocking off all the stimulation of the mind when you meditate. Not a good idea to meditate to music, because that stimulates the mind and takes you on a journey. Better to meditate in silence so that you get to know your mind and your mind gets to very slowly stop. Calm down and allow you to communicate with your soul. Your soul communicates through your body, that's absolutely true. Through your feelings and also through your thoughts. So, when you think about disconnecting from the crazy, from what's happening on the planet right now, it's important to shut down. You turn the computer off, you know, at night you turn your physical computer off. You have to turn your mind's computer off, your body's computer off, at least once during the day, so that you can press the reset button. What's important to going into the fifth is to be able to be connected to your body. To know what your body wants. It doesn't want advertising. It doesn't want plastic food. It doesn't want artificial stimulation. It wants nature. It needs things that soothe it. That's what your body wants. When you think, okay, I'm going into the fifth and I'm going to wear all this jewelry and all these things and I'm going to use these symbols and I'm going to get in it. It won't work if your mind is full of negativity connected and your body is in balance. Physical, it's physical. Your soul's already in the fifth. Doesn't need any help. It's already there. What you're talking about is going in physically. So, does that make sense to you? Get into your body. The more that you move your body, energy or emotion is energy and motion, right? So, all this energy that you're feeling wants to be moved. It wants to move through your body, but it also wants you to act on it physically. So, if you're not physically moving, you're not progressing. It's all about the body, the mind will follow suit, but they have to be in harmony. And your mind is so connected to so many different things, areas, musts, haves, shoulds, shouldn't, could have, would have. You know, all of these things. Every time you connect with someone else, we spoke about this a while ago, many of you are becoming full-body telepaths. So you're feeling everything. It's not so much thinking, it's feeling everything. When you wake up in the morning and you feel sad or you feel out of sorts, perhaps it's because the planet's feeling, or not the planet herself, but those that are inhabiting it on somewhere else on the planet is feeling sad and out of sorts, and you're feeling it. What happens in the way you think about the planet and the people who inhabit it, how you connect to the collective consciousness of that reality, has a direct impact on what you perceive and receive. So we would ask you, all of you at this moment, to perceive your planet every morning the way you want it to be. So in other words, I want a planet of peace. How does that feel? If you can just, in the morning close your eyes and think, I want a planet of peace. Now, how does that feel? Well, first of all, there's no competition in a planet of peace, so you can put that aside. There's no inequality of male and female, so you can put that aside. How does that feel? Well, that's hard to imagine. When you're used to playing a particular role and existing in a particular existence, you get up in the morning and you are not connected to the way you want your day to be. You get up in the morning and you go, okay, I've got to get to work. I've got to do this, I've got to do that. Next thing, I've got to ring this person. Get in the car, have the breakfast, whatever you're doing. You're not actually connected. So, if you can connect first thing in the morning and think, how would the world look to me and my experience if it were in peace? Would I walk out the front door and say hello to all the neighbors, you know? Would I feel calm? Would I feel safe? Would I feel secure? Would I feel fulfilled? Would I have a complete openness of the feeling of creating anything I wish to create that day? How would it feel to you personally is personal. And if you could give that but 30 seconds to activate that on your planet, on your reality every day, well, you would do quite a lot for the planet. Quite a lot. And we would be very grateful. Because your guides and those that work with you work through you. We can only do it in our ideas, our influence, our inspiration, you know, our words. But we cannot physically do it. We don't have permission to do that. And we're not in a physical body to do that. You are the guardians. You are the ones in the physical body right now who are governing planet Earth. And it is a very beautiful planet. You have very erratic weather patterns happening. These are a combination of, why did we change subject? You're probably thinking, because somebody asked this in their mind, so we're just answering it. You have erratic weather patterns because part of it's to do with your own collective thoughts, the turbulence in your minds. And part of it is to do with your government systems. Wanting to play with how do we create weather patterns. But the best way to control it is with your minds. If you collectively join together and say, okay, if we see there's a storm coming, we want to collectively get together and calm that down or let it go out to sea. That's what will happen. You're going to be learning over the next 3 to 4 years how you can control the weather with your minds. Your mind has a direct link to your physical body, to your physical world, but it also has a direct link to elements, the divas that control the world, actually the universe. You'll discover in the next few years just how linked you are to the universe. And your astrology will also open up. You won't just be looking at the 12 planets, you'll be looking beyond that. Which is kind of interesting when you think that your solar system is like one planet to another solar system. Anyway, that's something different. So, do we have any questions?
Maybe I can ask a question from Slovenia. I have, because it's linked to this weather. So, Barbara and Vida are asking, can you give us information about chemtrails in Slovenia, their influence on health, mood and weather, flood, sleep, what could and should we do about it?
Yeah. Well, these are the most toxic forms. This is obviously what government are doing. So the best thing to do is to ensure that you purify the water that you drink and drink plenty of it. Another thing is to take chlorella because that will release the heavy metals that are coming through those chemtrails. That's extremely important. Also kelp, kale, things like this will release those heavy metals.
Sorry, just to add, I just realized that we have another question connected to weather.
Yeah.
Susanna is also asking, you know, what to do with the weather in Europe because there is more and more harp in use. You know, we are becoming, I'm just translating as I read, victims of manipulation with the weather. You know, Merkaba in connection with changing the weather.
Good question. Thank you. Okay. So, if you... A government system exists within a fourth, a third dimensional reality. And it influences the fourth dimensional reality, of course, because you still have polarity within it. So, the more that you actually focus on being in a fifth-dimensional reality and being in acceptance, it's like this. When you are in polarity, you are fighting up against everything all the time. When you fight and you have resistance, well, more will come towards you because you're in the game. You're part of that reality. When you stop fighting in your mind and in your heart and in your physical being, when you stop the fighting, you shift yourself to another reality that doesn't exist within that one. We spoke about, and a lot of people have spoken about this, it's not something new, the split in reality. Some say that there are two Earths at the same time. Some are saying that these different realities are existing, or parallel lives, as you like to call them. This is very true. You are splitting realities. As long as you stay in the reality where you must fight, where you're engaged in the fight, that's the reality you will exist in. When you let go, we're not talking about, you know, putting the sword down and letting them walk all over you, because that's what a lot of people think surrender is, but it's not. When you let go of the need to fight and you allow yourself to go into peace, acceptance, and relaxation, and stay within the light field, bring more light into your body, you move yourself into another reality, let's say a parallel existence in this case, and that no longer is a problem for you. Now, you might say, oh, but, you know, that's a bit selfish. Why is it okay for me to be out of it and those 10,000 people to experience that devastation? Well, actually, it's not okay, but it's their reality, isn't it? Right? Now, can you help them if you're in it? Of course you can't. But if you elevate yourself and you go and you create your own reality, is it not true that people will say, hey, what are you doing? You're not suffering. It seems that you're not in debt and you're not impoverished and you're not decent. What did you do? And then you share what you did. You're not shoving it down their throats, yelling and screaming and fighting on the behalf of abundance. Well, we spoke about this before. If you're a light being, you're not going to fight because you're a lover, you're not a fighter. Right? So you're not going to engage in a fight. So what we have to say about that is this. Yes, there is a government system that is creating that reality. You are choosing whether or not you want to be part of that reality. And we can hear you saying, yes, but it's happening around me. How can you say I'm choosing it? They're choosing it for me. You're choosing to think about it, to agree with it, and to fight it. Okay? If you spread out the world, this is what HAARP is doing. This is the reality of what they're doing. Without yelling and screaming, you'll have more impact than if you... Look, nobody wants to buy something from someone who's screaming down their throat. You know? When you go into a shop, you don't say to the shop, oh, have you got, you know, a ham sandwich? And they go, yes, I have. What do you want? What's a ham? You know? They don't do that. They say, oh, what sort of ham would you like? Have a nice day. You know? They are nice. They're kind. They're sweet. And you'll buy two ham sandwiches and a drink. But if you're yelling and screaming at people, they don't want to hear it. They've had enough. They have enough yelling and screaming from the government, from everybody else, from their teachers, etc. So they don't want it in a learning. So here we go. Look at how people learn. Do they learn in a loving environment, or if their belief system is learning is hard and difficult? Release yourself from that. Release yourself from the crusade of having to awaken everybody by making them aware of what a terrible government and what a terrible world they live in. Do you know, if someone in their awakenedness created a place where only peace exists, that when you enter that space, there is no conversation of, I can't, I could have, I should have, it won't happen, I don't believe. If someone created a space where when you walked in, there was no discussion of fighting anything, it would feel so beautiful, so peaceful, so tranquil, you'd want to spend your life there. That's the secret to being a good teacher. You want people to come to you that want to spend their life there, in that haven that you're providing. And actually, that's what you all are. In your own way, you're teachers. You're teachers of a new paradigm. And the people that come towards you really need to spend time with you to find a new way. Because your light is automatically communicating to their light. Come, sit with me, be with me. Find joy, peacefulness, pleasure with me. And their light is so hungry for it at the moment. Wherever someone is offering peace, they will go. And from there you can co-create. Rather than thinking about what bad they're doing, try to find some good. What's the good thing? Well, you actually have very beautiful nature over there. So instead of thinking, oh my God, they're ruining the nature, focus on the good part of the nature and amplify that. When you move into your quantum self, you're amplifying everything. When you're in the fourth, your frequency in polarity is maybe 3 meters from your body. That's your existence, right? But when you rise above that and you go into your quantum and you recognize that, well, it's unlimited. To be perfectly honest, it's unlimited. So therefore, the reality and space in which you hold becomes that which you believe. So, and it's amplified. Every thought you have is amplified many, many times greater than when you're holding onto the fourth with, you know, competition, with aggression, with dislike and disharmony and, oh, this person this and this one that, you know. Let them go. If they treat you badly, if they speak badly, send them on their way. Let them go and concentrate on that which is good. And let that be amplified. That's a tricky thing, because when you're moving into the fifth and you're still holding on to grudges, resentment, etc., that gets amplified. What did we say? You think you're going insane. That's why people think they're going crazy. And we will tell you, you're going into the fifth, whether you go in screaming and kicking or you go in with open arms. But one way you'll either go crazy or you'll go in very nicely. It's up to you. You can resist and fight, or you can say, oh, I'm just going to let this go. You know? Because that's truthfully what is happening to you, and you can put it in many different forms and very complicated ways with calibrations and everything else. But the truth is, you'll either go mad or you'll go in peacefully. One of the two. Anyway, once you go mad, you'll then come out of it, won't you? Unless, of course, you go on a whole lot of medication. That probably wouldn't be a good idea. That will just numb and everything, and then you'll go off the medication and go mad again, and then go through it. Well, it would be something like that. So, you see, what you're focusing on at this moment is extremely important. But it's also important to remain conscious and aware of the fact that you've resided here many, many times, and you helped co-create the very reality in which you're living in. So don't blame anyone else. If you want to change it, sit down. Ask, okay, I'm going into my quantum reality here and I want to clear this from all my life. I want to see all the belief systems, all the contracts. These are very important. Contracts, vows, commitments, promises that I made. And all the negative influences that I aligned and agreed with or resisted and rejected at some point in my frequency. And if you can't do it yourself, you get someone to help you because, you know, your mind has a funny way of playing tricks on you. So you think you've cleared it, but only in your mind, you know? Sometimes you need to go to get help, that someone will help you to clear it. Because your mind likes to hold on to things. It likes to hold on to the reality it feels safe and secure in, even if that reality isn't very pleasant at times. It still likes to be there because it's what it knows, what it's used to. So it will maintain it. You know when you meet someone and you don't like them and you have a funny feeling about them, but your mind says to you, oh, it's all right. Maybe you're being a bit harsh. Be friends with that person. Listen to what they have. Be nice to that person. And then 6 months later, that person does something really horrible to you. And you say, gee, I wish I'd have thought, gone with the first thought. You know, see how your mind plays tricks on you? That's what we're pointing out. Your mind says, oh, yes, it's fine. Oh, yes, it's fine. But in reality, it's not. Your mind has been programmed by society around you, not very much by you. So you think you've got control of your mind, but that very mind has been programmed and inputted by, I don't know, it could be a million people. If you think about every TV show, every radio station, every song that you've listened to, every teacher that's taught you, every friend that you've had, every relative that you had, every experience that you've had, your mind has been programmed by at least a million people. And a majority of those people you haven't met, your mind's been programmed by politicians that lived years and years ago by reading their history. Your mind has been programmed to believe in war, even though most of you haven't experienced it. But because you learned it in school, your mind was programmed to believe that it actually exists. Now, if no one ever talked to you about war, no one ever programmed your mind at all about war, you would not believe that that was even possible. So, don't let your mind trick you into believing that it's free, because it's not. You have to work on your mind and deprogram it and get very clear about that. Because it's what shows you when you dig. Okay, everything you see goes directly into your mind. All of those main senses are all in your head where your brain resides. There's a reason for that. Everything you hear, everything you taste, everything you see, everything you speak goes directly into your mind. And there's no discernment. You learn discernment through your teachers. That's bad, that's good, shouldn't do that. And then you believe it. And then at some point you question it because it's really not functioning for you. And then you struggle to let it go. Well, that just scrambled your minds, didn't it? Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah. Well, anyway.
So can I just ask, is it disconnecting from the collective consciousness actually working on our mind?
Absolutely. Because that's what keeps the program there. It's like deleting a file, isn't it? Well, your mind's like the internet. When you're connected to the internet, anything's possible, isn't it? So it depends where you go on the internet. You can go to the dark archives or you can go to the light ones. The internet has layers within it that are very dark, and yet it has a lot of information that you can access. It's opened people's lives up. It's opened your minds up. It has been an extraordinary thing. But your mind is actually far more creative than the internet or than a computer, because it's what created it. Your mind has the ability to co-create any reality you choose. For instance, if a group of you completely cleansed yourself and made an agreement that when you walked out, say you spent a year somewhere isolated, and you created a collective consciousness that when you walked out, you would experience certain things like purple trees, red skies, blue grass, things like this. This is what you would see if you had images like that presented to you every day. That's what you would continue to see when you went out of that community. It's fascinating, really. That's how your brain works. So your brain can be focused on good or bad. It can be trained. So it's like this. Say you have a negative thought. We've talked about this before. You have a negative thought and then you say, oh my goodness, I just had a negative thought. Now what am I going to do? You know. Well, you cancel it. You simply say, cancel that thought. Because isn't it true that if you have the ability to create something, you have the ability to uncreate something? So there's no need to be worried. So if you have a thought that says, I'm going to be late, I'm always late, he's always late, well, then you'll be late. But if you have the thought, I always make it just on time, something always opens up for me and I get there just on time, that's what will happen. Say, for instance, you're walking down the street and you see someone walk past you and they look a bit different. Let's just say this. And in your mind you say, I'd never wear that. I'd never be seen outside dressed like that. You know, nasty. Well, what you're doing to that person is sending them worthlessness. So you may as well just throw a knife right in their back. Yeah, walk along with that. And then, of course, there's a few other people that throw a knife in too. So how good do you think that person's going to be feeling by the end of the day? Then they get up the next day and they've already got 10 knives in their back and they go out again. And just because they look a bit different, a whole load more knives go in. We're going to say to you, please, stop before you think something like that and say to yourself, I'm not going to throw another knife in that person's back that they're going to have to recover from. And more importantly, if you do let that thought slip, cancel it and send them love. Because what you're doing is you're co-creating a reality of judgment and criticism, and none of you like to experience that. And you all feel pain when you experience that. So in other words, let it go. Let it go from your reality, and eventually you will stop experiencing it. Mind is an interesting thing. A very powerful tool that you have to utilize to create incredible realities. So cancel what you don't like and concentrate on what you do like. Even, let's say you don't like a particular government system, right? Just look at that person and the system and say, cancel you, I cancel you, right? What you're doing is you're releasing them from reality. So what's going to happen? A lot of people are going to start canceling that reality along with you, which means that it will no longer exist. But if you're going to cancel that reality, best wake up in the morning and think about a reality you'd like to have in government. Because it's those collective thoughts that other people connect with. They connect with and they say, I've got an idea, why don't I do this? And off they go. And they act on it. And then that becomes the very reality that you desired. So, do we have any more questions?
I'd like to ask one about cancer.
Yeah.
Because I have quite a lot of clients who have cancer at the moment.
Mm.
And I understand the emotional issues and projections and even inherited aspects. But just... I'm curious about it.
Yeah, well, it's true that it carries a very strong collective consciousness. And part of that consciousness is the reality of having a long, slow, painful death. So I would be looking at where they created that reality, a long, painful death. But also, it has to do with food, the body, what they're eating, how that connects with their body and with their emotional fields. Sometimes people have cancer because they want to bring a family together. They want to... almost sacrifice themselves for an entire community of people, so those people gain awareness. Sometimes they do it to control others because they feel powerless. And a lot of cancer is powerless. They have a lot of people telling them what to do. So they have to listen to their own body and what their body wants. So it's really getting them in tune with their body. Most illnesses are to do with focusing on their body, so depending on what part of the body that it's in or it originates from. Bones is usually to do with the family. If ever you have see someone with cancer of the bones, is actually to do with the DNA within the family line. And that will be quite strong.
But, an inherited DNA.
Yeah. So it can be, everyone gets it for a different reason. There isn't a common denominator, you know. But it is really fundamentally about getting in contact with their own physical body and having power over it. So at some point they felt powerless in their body, whether it's this lifetime or another one. And of course, most of you have felt powerless in your bodies. When you think about when you're a child, particularly in the first 2 years, you're completely dependent on those around you to hear you, to help you. And if in those first 2 years you felt really powerless, that can manifest itself in illnesses. Hmm. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I guess at the end of the day, it depends really whether you can heal the emotional issues within that body.
That's right.
And the collective around it.
Mm. And what the combination of what they're eating,
yeah.
You know, because there are foods and if your immune system is low and you have certain foods, you will get cancer for sure. If you're around a lot of technology, you will get cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Because the GMOs are distorting the DNA physically within the body. So it's actually designed to make you all sick. I don't know if any of you have heard of some of the G20 meetings where they discuss reducing the world's population. And one of them is through diseases. So they literally are making people ill and allowing only the strong to survive so that they can cull the population. There's also that aspect to it. We're not going into complete conspiracy theory, but it has a lot to do with the chemicals. The chemicals in the water, the chemicals in the food, the chemicals of what they're eating. And then you mix that with the emotions that they're feeling, because the emotions don't allow them to heal. So it's getting them to feel empowered and see that they're a whole being, not just, emotional or mental. They're a whole being. And that's what it's doing. But it's actually backfiring on those that are co-creating it as an illness for some pharmaceutical companies, etc., and to disempower. So it's backfiring in the sense of a lot of families are having to embrace spirituality because of the illnesses. So this is like the question on HAARP, you know. It's so terrible, but there is something that's good about it. One is that the families are all becoming aware and having to open their hearts and not be so close to each other. They have to support each other. So if you look at the good things about how Mother Nature actually recovers from the shock waves that are placed within her, and how a lot of the time these incidences that happen aren't really killing a lot of people. They're more in the countryside and things like that. Well, we're not saying that. Those people that choose to die at that time choose to die at that time. There are no accidents. So they choose that lifetime to be utilized as a vehicle to help the planet in one way or another, whether it's through dying of cancer or dying of a national disaster. Unless, of course, you die asleep in your bed, and then, of course, the only person that you're comforting is yourself. So cancer is very varied and has many different... Sometimes it can be because the person is so very sensitive that they're picking up on what everybody else, you know, they're like a sieve, and they're picking up on what everybody else is feeling and actually demonstrating it in illness. So it depends on the type of soul, depends on where they live, what their background is. There are many different aspects to cancer, but cancer essentially is a weakness within the immune system. So whether that weakness comes through their mind, their emotions, or the physical reality, it doesn't really matter. It does come into play, all of those things. So, do we have any other questions?
Could I ask? I just want to ask you about reptiles.
Yeah.
The lizards and, how much they're in control, and is that shifting, is that game shifting, or is it 5D, then it's not an issue when you're in the 5D? I mean, because obviously they're in charge. Mm. And
well, they are in charge, exactly. If you look at most of your politicians, you will see a lizard before you. Haven't you looked at your Mr. Abbott? Licking his lips like a lizard? Interesting. And his brain freezes because he doesn't have one, you know, that's functional. Well, unless he's being told. Don't you notice he's listening? What am I being told? What do I need to say next? Yeah. Well, as you move into 5D, the lizards cannot actually exist within that reality. So, yes, there's a big fight going on, of course, around that. And what you'll see, actually, is a lot of... Have you noticed how many young men are experiencing difficulty in identifying themselves as a male? Self-identity, yeah. They're having a lot of difficulty. And they're very influenced. They're struggling in their minds because they're being very influenced by those reptilian beings within the music, within the radio waves, let's say. They're using sound from their ships and from beneath the earth. They're using sound to actually mind control. So, you know what's a very good frequency for that? C. A C frequency will combat that. Or the Solfiego 528 will also combat that. Yes, there is a battle going on, and yes, as you move more into 5D, they will become weakened. They already know their time is limited, so they're trying to do as much damage as possible. When you see anything to do with human enslavement, absolute violence, mass murders, or anything like that is all to do with that influence, to be honest. That is a species that does not exist within peace at all. And as this planet has been a planet of polarity, they have had the right to play the field, if you like. The more you move into within your field light, the less power they will have on the planet. So again, it's almost like taking your focus away from them. Because if you can imagine that your frequency is like electricity, you know? So It's fueling the reality with this electricity, with this power. So when you look at this Mr. Abbott and you think to yourself, I can't stand him, you know, he's an idiot, he's this, that and the other, because he is, you can see what he is very clearly and then you connect with that. What you're actually doing is giving them energy. So if you were to look at him and say, cancel you, you know, cancel this reality, and then immediately focus on something else. It sounds very simple, but it's actually very powerful, because your energy on a quantum level is contributing to the whole. So let's say you wake up in the morning and your energy is refreshed and it's very vibrant, but by the time you get in the car, say you've got 5 counts of energy for a day, and by the time you actually get in the car, you've already used 1.5 by listening to the rubbish on the radio or the TV that's annoyed you, and you've started to connect with that. So now you're only running off 3.5 points of energy. By the time lunchtime comes, you've heard a few horrible stories, or you know, people have been telling you about their pain, and a friend's called you and said, look, this has happened to me too, etc. So now you're down to, you're now quartered to 3 different things, right? And that's all draining your energy. It's only lunchtime and you've only got 2 points left. And we can tell you that most of you are probably using more than that by the time you get to 3 o'clock on what you don't like, what's annoyed you, what's upset a friend of yours, the injustice of the banks, of the politicians, of the big companies, of the oil companies, of who's ruining the ocean, you know. And remember that your eyes, your ears are able to take in 10,000 images and words every 30 seconds. So you're being loaded without even knowing it. Every time you drive past a billboard, every time you hear a conversation out there in the ethers, radio waves are flowing through you with different conversations. So it's really important to say, no, I'm cancelling that. I'm calling back all the aspects of my soul to me now. Very simple. Put your hands out, palms up, and say, I call back all the aspects of my soul to me now. And you bring it up over your head and down into your heart. You do that 3 times and you'll call it all back and you'll feel a lot stronger. So if you can bring back your energy and know where you're placing your energy, if you place your energy in something that you feel joy, guess what's going to happen? It will enhance it. So rather than draining it, you're going to enhance it. And when you start to enhance it, you will feel more and more joy, which means more and more people will be drawn to you. Say you have a business, and in your business, by the end of the day, you're feeling exhausted, you can't cope anymore, it's all very tiring, what have you. There's not a lot of energy to create the energy for more people to come in, but if you're feeling full of energy, and you're giving grace for it, and you're giving thanks for it, and you're grateful for how much you've earned that day, you're grateful for everyone that's come, more will come, which we believe that's what you're doing. But we're saying this generally, more will come. The more you give thanks, the more you multiply what is good. When you give, remember there's polarity. So when you focus on the negative, it drains you. What does the dark do? It uncreates, right? It uncreates. What does the light do? It creates. So when you give your attention to the dark, you're uncreating, you're draining your energy. When you give your attention to the light, you're gaining energy. Isn't that simple? So does that make sense? Yeah? So just remember, I'm not uncreating, I'm not going to be drained by those lizards and that government system and those banks. Cancel you all. Goodbye. Thank you very much. And then just focus on what it is. Ah, but look, I just found $10 in the drawer. Great. Bring it on, you know. Focus on that which brings you joy. And money can bring you a lot of joy. Money was originally created to bring about freedom. So it can bring you a lot of freedom and a lot of joy, and there's no harm in having lots of it, because that means you've got lots of positive energy. Any more questions?
Can I just ask, the last 4 months has been a very growing journey personally, and I know a lot of people around me have gone through the zigzag motions and stuff. Will the next 12 months be as radical as that, or will going into 5D be a lot more smoother and, you know, faster transition?
It'll be faster and smoother, right? The insanity that we were talking about is those that are holding on to 4D and 3D. So those that are holding on to 3D are literally running in the street screaming, right? Those that are holding on to 4D are actually going to see someone. Yeah? And those that are going into 5D, you know, it's really important to stay together as a group and to co-create constantly. The more that you co-create together and think about positive things and join your energy together, the faster that will come into a physical reality, not only for you, but for those that you love. And things will start moving very quickly. And your science will start moving very quickly. Your technology will move extremely fast. Extremely fast over the next few years. You will get to a point where your bodies will start to catch up with technology also. So you'll be able to tell your body or to put programs in your body for what you actually desire, as far as your body is concerned, to do with illnesses, to do with aging, to do with a lot of different things. So that will be very interesting for all of you. You'll actually, some of you, be reversing the aging process.
Really valuable.
It is. Absolutely. It depends where you are on the scale. But yes, it's already available. Has been for about 2 years. And it doesn't require a lot of work. What it requires is understanding. See, once you actually understand how to drive a car, right? Once you've learned it, it takes a little bit of practice. But then it becomes automatic. You do it practically asleep. I mean, how many of you have driven your car home and thought, how did I get here?
Yeah.
Right? It's completely unconscious. So when you're talking about reversing the aging process or anything like that to do with the physical, first of all, it's like learning to drive a car. Oh, this is uncomfortable. Oh, have I got, you know, the balance of everything. But after a very short period of time, just like driving a car, it becomes unconscious. You can do it very quickly, very easily. It's just the initial period. And like driving a car, you need someone to teach you. It's the same process. So, do we have any more questions?
You mentioned to help Gary toxins, something called
chlorella.
What is that?
It's a green substance. You can buy it from a health food shop and it will detox heavy metals in the body. You're welcome.
Well, I can ask from Slovenia.
Yeah.
So Maya is here. I have some personal questions from Slovenia. Maya is asking about her baby girl. She says she has a lot of red and dry rashes on her elbows. What would be the reason and what to do to get rid of it?
Well, first of all, look at where the clothing is positioned and how she sleeps. You know, these rashes are really about the flow of energy in her body. So, she's not quite crawling yet. When she starts really physically moving, that will actually decrease a lot. It's really got to do with circulation as well and heat, where she holds the heat in her body. So it's about movement and also cooling her down a little bit. That's what we would say about that.
Did you hear Maya? Yeah, she says thank you. So I can ask, here is also a personal question from Natasha. I'll just read it for you. I've done some steps out of my comfort zone lately. I've made some boundaries to other people, so I'm more in my energy. I have more energy and I feel more at home here on Earth. Now my heart is on fire. I want to learn so many things, do so many things, experience so many things in all areas of life, and that's impossible. So my question is, which area should I give most of my attention first for my highest good? Thank you, Natasha.
Well, that's a very interesting question and a very broad question at the same time. So when you wake up in the morning, ask yourself, what is my passion today? That's as simple as that. That's a question you have to answer for yourself.
She says, thank you.
And that here wasn't a very big answer, was it? But it's true. You can only answer that yourself. If you have 5 books to read, you know, 5 different things to learn, is whatever your passion is first. What time frames do you have? What, you know, you will pick up the first thing and start it.
There's another one.
Or you can use a pendulum and find out for yourself, a muscle test yourself or something. Yes. Hmm.
Eleanor Raymond says, hi Susan, I have personal questions for Cassandra. Since I was little, I felt I don't belong here, that planet Earth is not my home planet, and as an adult, I feel the same. Can you tell me the name of the planet as my home planet?
Wow, that's very personal, isn't it? Hmm, okay. Well, we would say Andromeda, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But she did go through the Pleiades. So there is a connection with the Pleiades and those that reside here from there, but it's not the origin.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because there was another person, I just don't remember now, that person was from Australia, but this lady contacted us and she says, I'm an Andromedan I would like to connect with the family here because I feel so alone and lonely.
Well, perhaps
so
you can connect the two of them.
It's interesting.
You know, it's a very high frequency planet. It's the only planet within the universe you're currently in that's of the 12th dimension physically. So, but it's been a very long time since she, since she was there, a very long time. And when you're disconnected from, when the vortexes are not open and you're disconnected from the frequency, we would suggest that if she goes out to the night sky, have a look at the Pleiades and go through there because that's the nearest one. That's what we would suggest, to actually call on your soul sisters to connect with you energetically, open your palms and say, my heart is open to you, come sit in my heart. This sort of thing, repeat it over and over again. Because you can have actually a connection now to where you're from. Many of the star seeds can do this now. Many of them are choosing to go home because the vortexes are open, they can go home. So you can, it's simply that you are so used to feeling isolated and alone and different over many, many lifetimes that has become your reality. So it's not possible for you to see another reality. So we would suggest that you heal that in the quantum field. It's, first of all, the pain of the disconnection of the vortex when it shut down in the time of Atlantis and the feeling of disconnection and disappointment. It's very difficult to create as a soul on a planet that doesn't resonate with you on an elemental frequency. Because different planets have different elements. And so planet Earth has a beautiful frequency. However, it is compared to, let's say, even the Pleiades, it's so it's beautiful, however, it is very basic energetically. So when you have a soul that is used to a more complicated body and reality that functions within that reality rather quickly, it can feel very heavy to come into a third dimensional physical body and a third-dimensional physical reality, which is what she's experienced most of the lifetimes, and try to operate off that. Because what your soul wants and what your body can do are two different things. Haven't you noticed a lot of the new children that have come in that are very psychic? Why are they actually able to show themselves over these past 6 to 7 years very strongly? We're not saying they didn't exist before, they did, but very strongly. Is because your physical bodies and your physical reality has increased. It's gone up in vibration. So therefore, more of their soul can be present and active. More of their gifts can be active. It's the same for all of you. Look, when you move into the fifth, it's not the last destination. It's actually just the beginning. When you move into the fifth, you will have, depending on where you go, where you're from, etc., possibly direct or very quickly you'll go into the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th. Now, we're not saying that human forms or human beings that gradually go into the 5th over the next 13 to 15 years will dramatically go into the 6th and the 7th. No, what we're saying is that those whose souls do not originate from Earth, who come from a higher frequency, will then have access, just as you now have access already. Some of you already have access to quite high frequencies. You can't necessarily manifest physically those frequencies at the moment, but as you move into the fifth, you will. Does that make sense? Yeah? I hope that answers the question. Yeah, it's, you know, when you're looking at a soul frequency and what it's used to physically, it's like for some of you being trapped in mud. You know you can do it, but it's not happening because the 3D or the 4D reality, it's not what you're used to functioning in. And it all feels very strange and heavy and uncomfortable and useless, and you feel useless, you know. But it's only the frequency that's like mud. It's not you. As that frequency increases, as more and more of you awaken to what is possible, you then create the doorway for that possibility. Let's put it to you this way. The fact that if you look around, you'll see in the last few years, many people have awakened. All of a sudden, they have these healing abilities, psychic gifts. All of these things are happening. People are just awakening all over the place. And for many of you, that's been happening, correct? Some of you for longer, but for many of you, it's been in the last 2 or 3 years. So, why has it been easier for you to move through? Because some of you in this room are the pioneers. Some of you are the ones that started 30 years ago or earlier to create a foundation of a reality of knowledge and wisdom, so that those that are going in through now don't have to struggle. They don't have to fight. They can simply just open up and start being. And where it took you 15 years, you know, before the internet, you couldn't just go on to this internet and say, empath, tell me what you've got on that, read all the information, see all the videos. There wasn't even a book on what an empath was. You had to figure it out for yourselves. And in figuring it out, you created the building blocks of reality for those empaths to find you and seek help. So you have a very mixed group of those that have been the pioneers, created foundations so that others can simply walk through. So to the pioneers, we say to you, thank you. Because without you challenging those beliefs, challenging that reality and staying true to what your soul was telling you and not what the outside world was telling you. Because of that, you have allowed millions to move gently through the third dimension into the fourth. Very nice. Thank you. That's what you've done. And those that are moving now into the fifth, the challenge is finished. The fight is over. Doors will open for you now. There's no need for struggle. All you need to do is let go of that on a quantum level. The fight that you've had lifetime after lifetime to listen to yourself, to be in harmony with yourself, to stand your ground, to push up against the darkness. Lifetime after lifetime you've experienced that. It's not easy to let that reality go when that's what you're used to. So that's what we would say welcome next. Because there is really at this moment in consciousness and in energy on the planet no need to fight. There's plenty of people in the third dimension fighting, having wars, doing all these things. You don't need to contribute to that at all. Regardless of where you live. If you're living in a place where there is conflict and you start to disassociate from your conflict in your mind, so you stop hating, you stop judging, you stop criticizing, you stop doing all of that, don't you think the universe will move you to somewhere that's in resonance with how you think? Surely it will. So that's where trust comes in, trust and belief. So let's go back to the very beginning, even in the third dimension. When you want to manifest something, you literally send out a line of energy, don't you, in thought. You send out that line of energy and the people and the product come to you, and or you're drawn to it, one of the two. Now, every time you put in doubt, fear, question, you tell someone who doesn't have the same vision as you, you create a black line across that line. That time frame becomes longer and longer and longer. Because every time you come up against the black line, you fight. You fight for your right, you fight for your truth, you have to go back into faith and trust again, reestablish the line again, and start creating again. And you go on and on and on. That's what happens in the third and the fourth. There's a time frame, it's backwards and forwards. You have doubt, you have fear, you question. So if you want to create something and doubt and fear comes in, if you say cancel that thought and reaffirm, you don't get the black line. You don't elongate the time frame. And your ability to manifest becomes very, very fast. It's very simple. You know, the more that you complicate things, that's the mind. What you're wanting to create is in alignment with your soul and the universe, which has nothing to do with the physical mind. So don't let your mind trap you in a reality you don't wish to be in. Because maybe your soul has a a more beautiful vision than your mind does. Maybe your soul has a more beautiful reality in which you can reside in than your mind does. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any other questions?
Yeah, what happens with like animals, pets and so forth? They somehow, I guess, go into the fifth. They have free will and choice.
Well, some animals are already there. You know, they don't necessarily treat their brethren the way humans do. So your animal kingdom is far more advanced than you give them credit for on a soul level. You may think their mind is not as advanced, but we're not talking about the mind. Your mind traps you into realities that others wish for you to co-create. So, does that answer your question? Yeah, a lot of them are already there, have been for a while. Many of you are receiving animals in your life to bring you to peace, to comfort you, to open your hearts, to show you the way that it's not about what you think, it's actually about what you feel. When you move from the mind to the heart, your ability to manifest is 5,000 times greater. The heart will guide you in everything. Any other questions?
Just like a comment to, you know, before you mentioned stay together as a group, and I just, you know, I just realized that with Susan creating this web page and also possibility to become a member, you had this when you signed in, you know, I thought that could be a way to stay together, because also, you know, this membership allows you to communicate with each other. If you see, you can send a message to others. And I think by exchanging, you know, our experiences in how this influences our lives to be in fifth or what are the challenges, I think we could actually help each other. And what is a good thing, I think, is because we are, like, together we are speaking, like, the same language, so we can understand each other better than with others. So I would just like to say also, you know, feel free to invite other people that you think that resonate with this to come, and we can then be stronger together also on this physical level. Even though we are connected mentally and spiritually, if we can be physically connected, it will also help.
Well, most individuals that have a communication with us talk about being lonely or disconnected or feeling different. And yet, many of you think in the same way. So that disconnection is what? Is it something in your mind, or is it something in the collective consciousness, or is it something outside of yourselves that desires you not to connect? Because each one of you holds in your frequency the ability to hold the light, the love, the hope, the trust for millions. Each one of you is co-stabilizing this planet and assisting it not to go into complete and utter chaos. You know, when you think about these tragedies that happen, let's say earthquakes, etc., and bushfires and things, it's when collectively you come together and start thinking positively and praying for help, that help comes to those people, that things are not as difficult as they could have been. Even though you're not sitting in the same room, you're actually all connecting. Each one of your lights, when you go to sleep at night or even during the day, are connecting with everybody else's light, and you're influencing each other. So we would ask you to question, is your feeling of disconnection, of loneliness, something that's been implanted in you to keep you separated and to hold the illusion of disempowerment? Think about it. The more that you disconnect from those illusions and disempowerments and controls, the stronger your light becomes, the more influence you have on your reality and the reality of your planet. And that's an extremely beautiful thing. Once your light connects, your light speaks to each other, it's always connected. If you wanted to, you could, each evening or morning, you could just sit and say, I wish to connect with everyone's light that exists upon the planet and beyond. That's pretty powerful. The more you connect with the light, the stronger you become. The more empowered, the healthier you become. It's only connection with darkness that makes you ill. And that is a very long conversation, that one, so we'll leave that for another time. So, does anyone else have another question in this room before we leave?
You talked about clearing the quantum field. How can you sort of more specifically do that on a personal level to start with, like to start clearing it?
Yeah, acknowledge that you have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, when you're clearing out, say for instance you're bringing light into your body,
mm-hmm.
and you visualize bringing light into your body, ask, I'm bringing light into my field. Right? Because you're amplifying. See, when you move into the fifth, which all of you are doing, your field becomes amplified many, many times. And when you're jumping from the fourth to the fifth, because that's what happens. First you jump in and out.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because it's not so much yourself that brings you into the fourth. It's the people around you, mm-hmm. or the circumstances. So you see something horrible on the television and you immediately jump into, oh, I dislike this, this is horrible, I can't bear the fact that this happened, you're in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to take you back into the fourth, because then you start feeling all those feelings associated with it, isn't it? You start having judgments, criticisms. You close your heart off. But if you were to look at it and you were just to say, yeah, you know, I can accept at this moment that that's happening. And I can accept that's horrible. But I'm really grateful it's not happening to me right now. And focus on that which is good. Send light to it, love to it, but focus on that which is good within your own life. When you send anger, dislike, you're literally amplifying that. And you're connecting to the whole belief system, all the collective consciousnesses that believe that. So again, you're hooking in again. You're draining your energy. You're beginning to uncreate. You're draining your life force. It's a game. And it's a game all of you have been playing very, very well. So you've all become masters of the game, of polarity. You know exactly what it is. You know exactly what the dark is, don't you? You all know it. You know exactly what it is. That's the game. When you know it, you can say, okay, I know it, and I'm choosing to cancel that. Right? That's what the third and fourth is about. It's about teaching you polarity. That's the truth of the reality. There is no other way to experience it. And because that's been your truth for many, many lifetimes, this is why we're talking about the quantum. Because it's been your truth for many, many lifetimes, you are so used to it, you want to play the game. All the time, you want to play the game. And we're asking you to step back and become consciously aware of the game and say, no, thank you. Cancel that thought. Cancel that existence. Cancel that person's craziness. No, thank you. And disconnect. Go into your quantum. All the lifetimes, all the belief systems, all the contracts. Every time you've said, if you think about every time you've said, I don't want to be here. I don't want to do this anymore. I can't do it. I won't do it. I don't want to do it. Probably millions of times, right? So when you say, I don't want to do that around something, it's like a little contract. It's a vow. I'm not doing that. It's a commitment. No, I'm not doing that. You've put a lot of energy through all those lifetimes of what you don't want, and that's because a lot of information has focused you on that. So we're not blaming you, we're just saying that's what you've been focused on, what I don't want. I don't want. I don't want. No, I don't like that. No, I don't want that. Right? So now we're asking you to leave that alone. Clear it up, disconnect from it, release the promises that you don't want it. I don't want that in my life. Why does it keep coming back when I keep saying I don't want it? Because you've made a contract not to want it. Right? Does that make sense? So start looking at that. Oh, well, you could at this moment say, well, now I'm really in trouble because there are so many things for me to think about, so many things that I've put energy into that I didn't want to, so many ways in which I'm living my life that I'm resisting and I don't want to, and now I'm really afraid because everything I do is wrong. That's also another contract, isn't it? Everything I do is wrong, right? It's a belief system as well. So we'll give you a very easy thing to do, if you want, that will take you out of your mind and into your heart very quickly, and it will begin to bring you enough peace for you to have clarity to say, cancel that. And it will put you in a different field. Because what you're doing is you're engaging in a field every day, and it's a struggle to get out of that field, that reality. So we're just going to focus you on another reality very easily, very quickly, and then you don't have to worry about all the other things. You can address them as they come up, go to see someone, get some help, because the mind will trick you into believing that you did in fact heal it. Okay? That's why you need a counter energy. Because they see, another person will see the reality slightly different. They'll see the energy slightly different to you. So they'll give another viewpoint on it. So, all you need to do is to simply close your eyes, put your hands on your heart and hum. We're serious with you. Just take a breath. And hopefully you've forgotten everything that we've just said. So you don't have the brain freeze anymore. So, on that note, we will leave you in our love and our light and our truth and our blessings. And we thank you so very much for allowing us to share in your energy, to be of assistance to you and the planet you're currently residing on at this moment. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.